The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea. The West Live. Making news.
Joining me now in the studio is Sunrise correspondent Matt Tinney. G'day, mate.
Mate, happy Queen's Birthday, public holiday, Monday.
What a weekend for Perth. The grand final, the royal show. Wow.
I love how you've lobbed in the royal show.
You know, it's sold out. It's sold out on Saturday.
Well, it wouldn't surprise me because we didn't have it last year, remember, because of COVID. Yeah. So a lot of kids that missed out last year. You know, some families do it like alternate years, you know, that we'd be copping them all this year.
Yeah, exactly.
But how amazing was the grand final? Oh, just Perth looks spectacular.
Epic. Yep.
Glad we got it, the weather right for the grand final.
Only
as opposed
just
how it is now. Yeah.
It started raining a couple of hours after the game finished.
Yeah, and then it cleared for those fans in Forest Place for all the celebrations and, back to rain.
Yeah, well, we'll talk about the grand final in a minute, but first we got to talk about this unfolding situation in the city, dramatic scenes in Lord Street.
Yeah, so a man now has been arrested on Graham Farmer Freeway. His car has been rammed by two police cars, so officers were very keen to stop him. It followed a report of a firearm incident on Lord Street. So earlier this morning, police were warning people to avoid that area. Then within a few minutes later, police put out an alert saying that there'd been an arrest on Graham Farmer Freeway and to avoid that area. They have been drip feeding traffic through, but investigators are there. The Bearcat is there. They're still trying to work out what has happened and the moments that led up to this incident.
Yeah, I'm looking at some of the images now, and that that TRG vehicle is pretty serious.
Yes.
Yeah, well, very, very
interesting. They weren't messing around. Yeah.
Not the sort of thing you expect to wake up to in Perth.